reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for a child to destroy him." Jesus rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said to the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken to the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. Good afternoon, something like that. Holy Family, please remember, there is no such thing as perfect family, okay? Let's get it out. Holy Family is not about being perfect. Holy Family is something about what? Not about what human beings expect of perfection, like easy life, all the money, all the comforts. That's not it. Holiness is all about these three wonderful persons: Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. First and foremost, loving God, and of course, secondly, loving each other. Okay? It's all about love. That is why they are holy, because their primary bond was their unity with God, because they loved God and obeyed God. How do we know that they love God? By their obedience to the Father's will. No? You can always say, "I love you," but if I don't obey you, then that love is superficial. So, with regard to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, how do we know that these three primarily love God? With regards to Mary, what happened when she was told that she was about to have a child and will be called Emmanuel? And what did she say? "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." That is her attitude. She did not fully understand. She said, "How can this be, since I do not know man?" And yet she said, "Be it done to me according to the will of God." Joseph, on the other hand, same thing. In the gospel today and before that, when he found out that Mary was pregnant, was with child, being a wonderful, kind, merciful person, he simply wanted to divorce Mary. But what he did when he learned that it was by the Holy Spirit that Mary was pregnant, he obeyed the will of God and took care not only of Mary, but what? The unborn child, Jesus. Please remember that, huh? Saint Joseph protected Mary and the unborn child, Jesus. She was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Mary could have been stoned to death because at that time when a woman is found to be adulterous, at that time a woman can be stoned to death for being a sinner. Included that would be the unborn child. And of course we know that Joseph is the protector of the family. And that is why he took upon himself to obey the will of God. If he was like an ordinary guy. How many of you guys here would want to get back at your woman if you find out that she is pregnant by another man? How many of us men, because of our ego and pride, would even be tempted to kill? No? But Joseph, he was a kind man. Yes, at first he thought that Mary sinned and therefore he had nothing to do with the sinner. But when he found out it was by the will of God, he embraced God's will. Even though he had his own ego, like any other man. But remember, following the will of God takes precedence over his own macho image. Again, some men forget that. No? Some men forget that it is all about the will of God and not our own macho image. And then, of course, Jesus. Why is he holy? Obviously, because he was God. But most of all, he was obedient until death, death on the cross. Before he died, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew intensely how he was to suffer, to the point that he actually felt the pain, sweating blood. And yet, what did he say before he was crucified in the Garden of Gethsemane? "Father, if it is possible, not my will, but yours be done." Humanly speaking, he did not want to suffer. But most of all, it was because he is there to do the Father's will. All of this because of their love for God. You and I, how many of us here can truly say that we are loving God, obeying God's will 24/7? Let's face it, none of us here are like that. That's the problem with our love for God. We profess to love God. We profess to believe in God. But our love for God has not been constant, has not been intense, has not been nourished because what's happening. How do we nourish? How do we let our love for God grow? By praying. Can you love God by not praying? Huh? How many of us here can say, "Oh yes, I love God, but I do not pray every day"? Then I question your love. Here you are spending time on your phone with your friends, with your text mates, because you love them, because you want to be with them. And here we are in the privacy of our bedroom, in the privacy of our homes, we don't even have time to pray to God. We waste time watching television. And then you expect to go to heaven? Huh? How can you go to heaven? How can we go to heaven if we spend more time in front of the television, in front of the internet, in the computer? No? Heaven is all about who? People who ended up wanting to be perfectly forever united with God because they love God. Nobody would like to go to heaven and spend eternity with God if they don't love God first. So please practice now how we should be desiring God here on earth. This is now the chance to prepare ourselves to go to the Father. So aside from loving God, no? And I hope I have convinced you the necessity of loving God. Now the second question is, how about love for each other? See, the problem now is, here I am talking about loving God, but we don't even love each other. Huh? Husbands, not taking care of their wives, not respecting them, treating them like a less of a person. Some husbands treat their wives like properties, not respecting their wishes. And wives, same thing. Forgetting how to be respectful to their husband. As if, what's happening? Husband and wife fighting all the time because of their ego. How can one become one with each other if the respect is not there? But the respect will be there if there is love. The problem is, if you are too egoistic, too selfish, you can never become one. And that's about husband and wife. That is why in the second reading it talks about what? Subordination. We surrender ourselves to each other because we trust each other, because we respect each other. The problem is sometimes because of pride, we don't want to. We don't want to listen to each other. Husband not listening to the wife, wife not listening to the husband. And then these children, how many of you? Because of your children, your parents are fighting. Huh? How many of these children? They try to divide their mother and father. And then they fight because they have different opinions on how to love their children. Because children are supposed to listen to their fathers and mothers. But no. They're so selfish, they don't care about the feelings of their parents. They just want something for themselves. In the first reading, it talks about respecting fathers. No? And then here we are, I have to tell you, if I knew that my dad will die at an early age, I would have shown him more respect. The thing about, in my case, I know how selfish children are. How selfish children are. They want, buy me this, buy me that, do this for me. And then my father died at the age of 44. I was only 16 at that time. And how many times did I ever show my love for him? I don't even realize how much regret I have. It took me 10 years, imagine that. 10 years of dreaming about him with another family just to compensate my need to and longing for him. If only I knew that he would die at an early age. So my dear children, respect your mom and dad. They are working hard for you. No? Here we are professing to believe in God, but you cannot even love your own parents. And here they are trying to convince you to go to God by going to church, and they have to force you. If your parents didn't care for you, they will not bring you to church. But they care for you. They want you to grow and love God, because they themselves realize how important God is in one's life. No? So my dear friends, I know the struggle of each family. How each member of the family can be so selfish, always fighting, always sometimes lying, sometimes calling each other name. Even children, because of selfishness, in their minds, they even hate them, their parents, and wish them dead. Imagine that. Children, because they are so angry that they didn't get their way, that they wish their own parents dead. That's the devil working. Because of selfishness, the devil wants us to be selfish. The devil wants us to only think about ourselves. When I talk about this thing, it's not about condemning you. I know, because I've been there. And I wish all children appreciate your mom and dad. Appreciate how much they suffer and have to work. Even had to cross country just to give you a better life. And don't be ungrateful. Show your love and respect to your parents. Because if you don't do it now, how can you convince God that you love him if you don't even love the parents that God gave you? Father and mother, I know your struggle. I pray for you every day because it's difficult to take care of children, especially if they are so ungrateful. I know sometimes they can tempt you to be angry, but I know for sure that because you love them, you are always willing to forgive them. But children, please, with all this abortion now, you should be thankful that you're alive. They could have aborted you. With all this killing of the unborn, they could have said, oh, again, I've heard this. You know, oh, if they're going to be unwanted or be criminals or will be a headache, might as well kill them now. That's how the abortion people think. No? But no, your parents chose life to take care of you, to feed you, to clothe you. So be grateful. My dear friends, Holy Family, this is a reality that all of us have. We struggle to be holy in the eyes of God. We struggle to love God and to love each other. May the Holy Family enlighten us, make us see where we are now, and continue to lead us and guide us and be a reflection of the Holy Family. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God.